Senate is called to order. We'll all rise for a prayer with Senator Gannon remain arisen for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Reading from Romans 12, 3 and 4. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Dear Lord, I pray you give us the guidance and wisdom today to do according to your will. We ask you look over this body and help us to glorify you in all we do. Keep us safe as we travel back to our respective districts. In your name we pray, amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Cass. Senator from Cass is here. Senator from 15th. Senator 15 is here. Quorum being established. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. The Senate met.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The senator from Shelby moves that further reading of the journal be dispensed with. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Introduction of special guests. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a very special guest. To your left and to my right, Brett, if you stand, is Brett Everett from Cairo, Missouri. Cairo is with Lynch Family Companies, which is deals with a lot of pork producing and pork, different pork. I've known Brett a very long time. We were in the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity at the University of Missouri, and he will not be available for questioning after about our history in the fraternity. So I'd just like the body to please welcome Mr. Everett.
Welcome to your Missouri Senate. Introduction of special guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
I have two bills.
Please send them forward, Senator.
Would you I have no explanation required at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you read the bills? I'm sorry, Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 1319, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to animals.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 1320, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to tax credits.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Would you care to explain it?
No explanation needed, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1321, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to acquisition of small water utilities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Please send it forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1322, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to educational assistance for members of the Missouri National Guard.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Without objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed, and I would request a waiver of the reading.
Send the committee reports forward. No objections being made. The reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Senator from the second.
I was just going to say you look good up there.
Thank you, Senator. Hearing no objection, the reports will be voted on in one motion. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Boone. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for obliging me last night, early morning, in trying to modify this and find a solution. Doing the hard work here, it will present itself every time and again. We talked yesterday about not wanting to be the House and, you know, the differences between the House and the Senate. I think we had a long discussion yesterday, my office and yours, on certain agencies and boards wanting to be the legislative branch. So just briefly wanted to thank you for obliging me and removing one of the individuals. We're going to try to work on the issue. So hopefully that individual can be affirmed here shortly, but the rest of the slate can go on and we don't have to hold up the progress here on the floor. So briefly wanted to thank you for that. And Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
If I could inquire of the senator from the sliced bread Livingston district.
Senator from Livingston, do you yield?
I do, Mr. President.
Proceed.
You know, I almost forgot the county that you represent because there's like 15, 16 of them. 19. But I could remember sliced bread. 19.
19.
Well, I wanted to thank you also. The work isn't done. I think the issues that we were working on deregulating the healthcare industry, what a lot of other states have done, and it's been very prosperous. It's been good for our constituents. It's been good for healthcare outcomes, healthcare costs, and for healthcare access. Now, just to remind the body, you had a bill last year we worked on, I think from the moment we gaveled in till the moment we gaveled out, and I think almost every special interest group, every lobbyist was in a back room with us every waking moment until we could come to a resolution. Am I correct?
That is 100% correct. We thought we were doing the right thing, and I want to go back. As you said, take regulations away or deregulate some on healthcare. I want to make sure, and I know this is what you're saying, everything we did was safety, patient involved. We weren't wanting to put anybody at risk, et cetera. It wasn't just deregulation that we were doing. We were trying to bring access, safe access, to people where I live at, 19 counties, remember?
Yeah.
Where I'm at, and we need access to health care there. I understand we need it everywhere, but for me, those 19 counties are important, and what you help get accomplished, help people in my district receive health care, or we thought it would, and then somebody decided no.
Well, that someone typically would be the governor saying, no, we're going to veto this bill. But he signed this bill, and he signed the other three or four bills that we put this on. This wasn't a shock to the healthcare industry. This wasn't a shock to the Board of Healing Arts. They were part of the discussions in resolving this issue. And what we're seeing today, just like what we saw last year in the JCAR committee, and I thought boards and commissions identifying as the legislative branch was a thing in the past. But here we are, 2024, and we're still addressing this issue that we would like to get resolved before approving any other members on this board. They have to realize that they are not the legislative branch. And for the body's sake, this is a law that we put in place, this body voted on, in a bipartisan fashion to help the people of Missouri. The 19 counties of the senator's district, one of the largest, I think probably the largest senatorial districts, all the way down to the St. Charles, St. Louis areas, this type of action that we took is not going into effect to help our constituents because you have a board that is saying they do not have to abide by the law, that they do not have to change their archaic rules because they've been there so long. So that's why we made the decision to work with the leadership team here and find a way that we can grab their attention to say, I don't know who's advising you.
Members and guests, if you can keep your conversations to a whisper so the senators can inquire of each other, we'd appreciate it. Proceed. Sorry, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. That did grab our attention, the gavel. Maybe we need a gavel for the Board of Healing Arts. But yeah, I just wanted to get your input on this, because rather than holding up this entire slate of good candidates and everything that I've heard about the candidate that the Board of Healing Arts wants to approve, I'm impressed. It's an impressive resume. But we need to have a long discussion, and the sooner rather than later that we can get this addressed to allow these laws to go in effect, the sooner your 19 counties, my county, and the rest of the counties in the state can get the adequate health care, the access to health care, which almost every other state has done, and it's improved health care costs, it's dropped the costs, increased health care access, you name it. So how do you feel about what we've learned over the past couple days?
Well, to expand on what you said, everything there is good. I know many people in this chamber won't listen to too much of what I'm getting ready to say, but this first part does have value if you will pay attention just a little bit. In 2015, when I decided to become a legislator, I had somebody in this building, still works in this building on the fourth floor, and I'm lucky enough to see that person once in a while. We've known each other for a very long time, and they've been involved in government. And they said this to me, if you have some specific thing that you want to have an impact in dealing with our government, don't run for a legislative position because you're wasting your time. Go find the board or commission that has authority in that area. Get yourself on there, and you'll make a difference. And boy, did this last year drive that home. I'm a legislator. You and I didn't come up with brand new things here. You know, it's not like Missouri all of a sudden jumped in and changed health care completely with what we passed last year, Senator. We made this much difference. And then I'll be darned what that person that works in the billing told me. It's certainly true. Legislative branch passed it. The governor's office, and I know we're talking about executive branch right here today with the good doctor, but they said what you said. We don't have to follow the laws of the state of Missouri. We're going to write the rule any way that we want to. And in my previous career, I'll be honest, there were probably times that maybe I went into the gray area. Matter of fact, my wife will tell you I'm always in the gray area making decisions. But I've never went against the law or rule the superior told me that I had to accomplish. And that's exactly what they've done. And I'm frustrated about it. And this good doctor, I've done a little bit of research in a short period of time. Honestly, his family, part of his family's from my district, I found out. This rural part of the district lacking this health care, and it may not be his focus to make sure nurse practitioners can't practice in our state, but by golly, that's what they're getting accomplished. And they've told you and me, and even I'm going to say something good about the people on the other side of that issue. I think they tried to negotiate in good faith. And while we were at those tables, you and I believe, felt like they were negotiating with authority. Really did. And I hate it's going to be the first time one of these gentlemen is going to hear this. This board took away his authority to negotiate with us. What value is it going to be for people that lobby and advocate inside this building that have, after we've went through the process and we didn't jam anything down anybody's throat, and we thought we had an end, and then this board just went around and said, when this person comes to my office, that group, what authority do they have? Because we're not going to follow the rules after we negotiate there. So that's been very disappointing. This is the first time most of you have had to listen to me this long.
Not me.
That's why I at home use a maul rather than a little hammer when I need to do things. And I don't need to talk often. But this was pretty irritating what happened to us, Senator. And not it, obviously I've taken a little bit personally, but I'm thinking about all the patients that need to go into an urgent care, et cetera. And I know one person in particular that gave up the idea of practicing in Illinois and was well on their way to full practice authority, moved back to rural Missouri, rural Livingston County, because their heart cared about taking care of people where we're at. And she just got told, that was a stupid idea on yours because the Board of Healing Arts, they don't want you here. They don't want you here. I'm sorry that I that way, Senator, but
Senator,
yeah,
I think that needs,
frustrating.
It needs to be said because this, I said this in the floor leader's office the other day, that this job that we signed up for, that the people entrusted us to come down here and advocate for them, this job is more than us. It's more important than any party, any person, because we represent the people and the issues they're going through. We finally started chipping away at some of the issues that I thought were resolved after COVID. When we had these emergency rules go into effect and this restriction, this collaborative practice restriction on mileage was lifted, we saw that healthcare outcomes were increasing. We saw that the costs were dropping, that this was actually good. Despite the fact that we already knew that, looking at the statistics of the other states that have done this, we knew that this was good for our state. And now you have a board that's ignoring the law, ignoring precedent, ignoring the legislative branch, and they're make-believing that they're somehow now the fourth branch of government. Maybe it's time we expand that board. You were a former teacher, correct?
That is correct.
And you know that this is wrong. I'm an attorney, and I know this is wrong. I see some of our Democrat colleagues here, some of which I've worked in the JCAR committee, that know this is wrong. Maybe it's time we expand it with some people that have common sense so we don't have to have these discussions on the separation of powers. But I don't want to do that today. What I would like to do is find a solution to this. Have a conversation before this time limit runs out, so if this is the most qualified individual to serve on this board, we can get him there. If it's not, we can find someone else. But in the interim, let's do the people's work. Come meet me. We're going to probably have a lot of meetings on this issue next week to ensure that this is not going to happen. And I know if it's not resolved, you and I can talk a lot about hunting, a lot about fishing. And I saw you turn, you got excited when I mentioned fishing. So we could talk for a very long time on this issue because it is important, not just to us, but to our constituents. So I want to thank all of the different parties here today, the leadership, to make sure that the rest of these individuals can move on and start doing the people's work, but that this one can get held back because it is truly an issue. Not because of the person that is being appointed, but because the board has overstepped their powers.
Well, thank you, Senator, and we certainly thank the Senator from Boone for being a partner with this situation. And as you well know, I've got a piece of legislation. If somebody would follow the law, that piece of legislation wouldn't need filed this year.
Well, that's funny because I've got some legislation we're going to be filing soon on that very issue. So I look forward to working with you. And, Mr. President, I'm going to close with this. I hope this message was loud and clear. And if it's not loud enough, we can get louder. If it's not clear enough, we can get clearer. But the people of our districts deserve better. We don't want, as we heard yesterday, individuals don't want the Senate becoming the House becoming the Senate. I certainly don't want any branch of the bureaucrat agencies, boards, commissions, I don't want them becoming the legislative branch. So with that, we're going to have meetings. We're going to try to fix this issue. But until then, as Gandalf says, thou shalt not pass. Maybe we can readdress it next week. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion by the senator from Boone? Senator from Boone has moved. The senator from Boone has moved the reports of the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate has given its advice and consent to the remaining appointments. Senator from Jefferson.
President, without objection, I have a concurrent resolution I'd like to send forward.
Hearing no objection, please send your resolution forward. Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, it'll be printed in the journal. Now, Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
The next order of business will be second reading of bills. There will be no other formal business following second readings. I will then be making adjournment motion for Tuesday, January the 16th at 4 p.m.
Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Boone.
Senate Bill 823,
an act relating to corporate income taxes.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 824.
Senate Bill 824, an act relating to gaming.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 825.
Senate Bill 825, an act relating to promotion of business development.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 826.
Senate Bill 826, an act relating to central bank digital currency.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 827.
Senate Bill 827, an act relating to social objective scoring standards.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 828.
Senate Bill 828, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain law enforcement officers.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 829.
Senate Bill 829, an act relating to renewable natural gas program.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 830.
Senate Bill 830, an act relating to non-opioid alternatives.
General Law, Senate Bill 831.
Senate Bill 831, an act relating to statutes of limitations.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 832.
Senate Bill 832, an act relating to elections.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 833.
Senate Bill 833, an act relating to condemnation of land by certain utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 834.
Senate Bill 834, an act relating to the disposition of certain reinsurance contracts.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 835.
Senate Bill 835, an act relating to financial instruments.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 836.
Senate Bill 836, an act relating to funds used for real estate transactions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 837.
Senate Bill 837, an act relating to certain financing orders by the Public Service Commission.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 838.
Senate Bill 838, an act relating to electric service.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 839.
Senate Bill 839, an act relating to the Public Service Commission.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 840.
Senate Bill 840, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 841.
Senate Bill 841, an act relating to the funding for the Office of Public Defender.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 842.
Senate Bill 842, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for diapers.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 843.
Senate Bill 843, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 844.
Senate Bill 844, an act relating to cost sharing under health benefit plans.
General Law, Senate Bill 845.
Senate Bill 845, an act relating to unemployment benefits.
General Law, Senate Bill 846.
Senate Bill 846, an act relating to credit unions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 847.
Senate Bill 847, an act relating to registration of motor vehicles.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 848.
Senate Bill 848, an act relating to collection of money owed to state agencies.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 849.
Senate Bill 849, an act relating to tax credits for certain engineering degrees.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 850.
Senate Bill 850, an act relating to the sale of certain lighters.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 851.
Senate Bill 851, an act relating to telemedicine.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 852.
Senate Bill 852, an act relating to sports wagering.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 853.
Senate Bill 853, an act relating to statutes of limitations.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 854.
Senate Bill 854, an act relating to the operations of and procedures of the Missouri Ethics Commission.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 855.
Senate Bill 855, an act relating to net metering.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 856.
Senate Bill 856, an act relating to residency requirements for mayors of certain cities.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 857.
Senate Bill 857, an act relating to literacy of elementary school students.
Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 858.
Senate Bill 858, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain hygiene products.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 859.
Senate Bill 859, an act relating to murder in the first degree.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 860.
Senate Bill 860, an act relating to wrongful convictions.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 861.
Senate Bill 861, an act relating to expungement.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 862.
Senate Bill 862, an act relating to money held in the Children's Division for the benefit of a child.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 863.
Senate Bill 863, an act relating to medication-assisted treatment.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 864.
Senate Bill 864, an act relating to costs and fees in divorce proceedings.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 865.
Senate Bill 865, an act relating to foreign ownership of property.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 866.
Senate Bill 866, an act relating to legal tender.
Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, Senate Bill 867.
Senate Bill 867, an act relating to a tax credit for certain educational expenses.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 868.
Senate Bill 868, an act relating to the sole purpose of discussion of certain topics by school personnel.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 869.
Senate Bill 869, an act relating to the sole purpose of protective orders.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 870.
Senate Bill 870, an act relating to nullification of federal actions.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 871.
Senate Bill 871, an act relating to state funding for early childhood education programs.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 872.
Senate Bill 872, an act relating to a tax deduction for broadband grant monies.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 873.
Senate Bill 873, an act relating to hospital designations.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 874.
Senate Bill 874, an act relating to hemp extract.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 875.
Senate Bill 875, an act relating to criminal background checks.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 876.
Senate Bill 876, an act relating to a tax credit for qualified railroad infrastructure investments.
Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 877.
Senate Bill 877, an act relating to public school retirement systems.
Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, Senate Bill 878.
Senate Bill 878, an act relating to child custody in paternity actions.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 879.
Senate Bill 879, an act relating to fire protection services.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 880.
Senate Bill 880, an act relating to property tax exemptions.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 881.
Senate Bill 881, an act relating to child care.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 882.
Senate Bill 882, an act relating to public schools.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 883.
Senate Bill 883, an act relating to compensation for wrongful convictions.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 884.
Senate Bill 884, an act relating to facilities of historic significance.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 885.
Senate Bill 885, an act relating to school board vacancies.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 886.
Senate Bill 886, an act relating to restitution for individuals who are actually innocent.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 887.
Senate Bill 887, an act relating to certification of juveniles for trial as an adult.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 888.
Senate Bill 888, an act relating to maternal mortality.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 889.
Senate Bill 889, an act relating to police protection districts.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 890.
Senate Bill 890, an act relating to a missing and murdered African-American woman task force.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 891.
Senate Bill 891, an act relating to extreme risk orders of protection.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 892.
Senate Bill 892, an act relating to electric utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 893.
Senate Bill 893, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate.
Select Committee on the Protection of Missouri Assets from Foreign Adversaries, Senate Bill 894.
Senate Bill 894, an act relating to the promotion of business development.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 895.
Senate Bill 895, an act relating to landlord-tenant proceedings.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 896.
Senate Bill 896, an act relating to utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 897.
Senate Bill 897, an act relating to judicial proceedings.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 898.
Senate Bill 898, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, Senate Bill 899.
Senate Bill 899, an act relating to child care providers.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 900.
Senate Bill 900, an act relating to regional jail districts.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 901.
Senate Bill 901, an act relating to the offense of aggravated fleeing, a stop, or detention of a motor vehicle.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 902.
Senate Bill 902, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 903.
Senate Bill 903, an act relating to settlement demands.
Insurance and Banking.
Senator from Shelby.
sorry. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 22.
Senate concurrent resolution number 22, an act relating to missions of institutions of higher education.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. SCR 23.
Senate concurrent resolution number 23, an act relating to the virtual instruction program.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Shelby.
President, would you ask the secretary if there are messages from the governor, and if so, please have them printed in the journal.
There are messages from the governor. Madam Secretary, please print those messages in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer the committee, the addendum to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments, the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
That will be referred. So referred. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 16th.
You've heard the motion by the senator from Shelby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 16th at 4 p.m.